Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. You can go find some of the things that I wrote. We'll probably put some other maybe a little bit forward on the site for the next few days, and so you can see some of the things that were on my mind. You can also see some of the things that are on Rich Gehling's mind. Rich, I'm sure you're going to bring some of your the things that you wrote 10 years ago in the aftermath of 9/11. I'm sure you're going to be repurposing some of those, and I hope you do, because they were great, some great thoughts that you had. Mullings.com is Rich's website, and I encourage you to go there and subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column. And Rich is a great American, a political operative of the Republican persuasion, as he says. He spins to the right. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. And by the way, folks, the day after 9/11, we completely reprogrammed our, or partially reprogrammed our show the next day. And Rich, you were with me the next day and to give us a report. In those days, basically, your job was to give us a report on what was going on there in Washington, not so much to reflect, but to react to what was happening.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a strange place. I mean, it was, again, nobody knew if this was the first of a series of attacks, or whether there were going to be other kinds of attacks. I remember not long after we got into the whole anthrax business, and everything that happened up and down the East Coast. I mean, it was just really strange.
But
you go back and read that stuff, and you realize how hard we were hit,
right,
emotionally by it, because it's. I mean, I think in both of our cases, at least, and for a lot of other people that write do writing at least for part of their living.
Everybody
just let it come out. There was no holding back.
How many people were lost? Was it just under 200 with the Pentagon counting the people on the plane? 180 or so.
I don't remember the number. No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was that high.
Yeah.
I don't think it was 200, but it was. It should have been zero. I mean, people were just working, we'll never know the real answer. But the theories were that they were aiming for the Capitol building or the White House, and they couldn't get the plane turned around, and so they went for their sea target.
So you think the Pentagon was Plan B for them? Was that the prevailing wisdom?
Yeah, I think the the plane that did crash in Pennsylvania,
right,
that was the third, that was also coming down to Washington.
Yeah.
So the idea, I think, was that two planes would attack New York and two planes would attack Washington.
Right.
The New York targets were easily identified because they're in the biggest buildings at that end of the island.
And easier to hit because you could fly through them. You don't have to. They're not so much a point on the ground like the others were.
Although I will tell you, this sounds really weird. I used to have Microsoft Flight Simulator on my computer back in those days, and I tried to fly a 757 down the Hudson at speed, and it's not that easy to hit those buildings. And you can see why they had to take lessons to learn how to fly.
If you notice, they had to bank to go into them. But I was telling my wife the other night, Rich, I am a pilot, and I was just telling her, that hitting the Pentagon at 500 miles an hour in that airplane was a pretty darn good feat of piloting, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But anyway, Rich, let's talk about where we are today. Are we obviously we somehow through a number of things, including, in my opinion, the Patriot Act, which I believe is the thing on paper that's done more to protect us than anything. That's my belief, and because it pulled down the wall between the enforcement agencies at a time when we're being attacked. I feel like we have been at war, not just in Iraq and Afghanistan, but with the terrorists. We've not had any bad attacks, any serious attacks in the United States since then. What do you think? Are we okay?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question that we're safe. Well, we have to be safer. We never had any thought that anybody would do something like that.
Right.
So the good news is that we're now aware of it. Everybody's up. We know it, and Americans will, if they see something strange we'll call somebody. And so I just, you know, there's a car on the bridge with three guys hanging around it. It doesn't look like the tires are flat.
If you see something, say something.
Yes, exactly. You know, the other side, of course, is that there are trade-offs in terms of personal freedoms that you'd prefer that you didn't have to give up. But I think overall, and the courts have agreed, that the Patriot Act has struck a pretty careful balance between the needs for security and national security and the ideal of mm-hmm. individual freedom. But, you know, we give up individual freedom all the time. I mean, you know, I got libertarian friends that think, you know, a stop sign is a constitutional violation.
Well, you know, having to go through what we go through to go through airports. That's giving up pieces. That's impingement of our freedoms.
Well, you know, I was watching CNBC earlier this morning, and they had a guy that runs a big security firm on in New York, and it occurred to me that, you know, the number of people and the amount of money that has been spent on security systems, everything from cameras to magnetometers to, you know, you cannot walk into a building in Washington D.C. without showing an ID.
Yep.
I mean, just an office building, even. I mean, he's just having signing in. On the one hand, you can say, well, that's not very productive money being spent. On the other hand, people are working that might not otherwise be working. And it probably has, you know, the half or three-quarters of a percent on the unemployment rate that all these people are employed. And then, you know, as we've talked about 1,000 times, they're spending money. Their kids have to buy, you know, they're buying stuff for their kids. They're going shopping. So, you know, that again, that balances out as well. But I think the Patriot Act has worked very well. And, you know, now that Secretary Napolitano has told us that we're not going to have to take our shoes off anymore to get to the airport.
Yeah, I feel better.
I'm a happy boy.
But 10 years later, folks, we have a lot of folks to thank for being safe 10 years later. We'll take a quick break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.